Do you want to feel amazing? Do you want to feel fantastic? Do you want to feel awesome? Do you want to be happy? Seems very rah, 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 you can't be that all the time. And yes, people share that with me every day. Rah, you can't be happy all the time. Life throws stuff at you. And yes, it does, doesn't it? Lots of crappy stuff gets thrown on a regular, probably daily basis. So what if you are feeling crappy though? What if you're feeling terrible? What if you've got no energy? What if you just feel yuck? What do you do? And it's interesting because there's lots of things that people do, aren't there? Take drugs, get drunk, eat lots of food, spend lots of money, gamble, all the things that give us a short-term pleasure. What about short-term pleasure with no side effects and nothing illegal? And when people ask me pretty much every day, Roey, what drug are you on? The answer is I'm totally and completely addicted to exercise. And I share that so passionately and I sound like I'm high because I am. Every 15 minutes I get puffed for about 10 seconds and people think that, oh, Roey, you're so fanatical and you're so disciplined. No. I just want to feel good all the time. It's like brushing your teeth. If your mouth feels disgusting or you've got bad breath or you just feel yuck, when you brush your teeth, which takes about a minute, maybe two, you feel better if you brush your teeth. Well, exercise has a much more amazing slash biochemical slash drug effect on your body, because when you get puffed, you literally pump happy drugs through your brain. So it's impossible once you've just sprinted, once you've done something intense, once you've lifted heavy, once you've got an increased heart rate where you can hardly breathe, and that's my definition of sprinting, then you actually can't feel bad. So how often do you want to feel good is usually my question, because people often ask how often should I exercise, usually in relationship to I want to lose weight or I want to fit into my clothes or maybe I want to be healthy. But very rarely do people consider that exercise could be the most addictive drug for feeling good. But how would you know if it was? If you don't do it, you don't get addicted to it and it doesn't work. It's like you're not addicted to heroin or cocaine or any other form of drug unless you take it. So I'm very privileged. I grew up in an environment where it just wasn't cool to smoke or drink or take drugs. So I never have. However, I'm highly addicted to exercise, so I understand what addiction is. I don't want to do it without exercise. I want to do it every day. In fact, I do it multiple times every hour because of the way it makes me feel. So why am I banging on about this? Because I deal with people every day, and I'm sure that you do too, who aren't very happy. They're stressed, they're angry, they hate their life. There's a big one, I feel guilty. I did something bad, or I ate something I shouldn't have, or I didn't exercise as much as I should have. And we get this horrible downward spiraling emotion inside our head, inside our body. Easily fixed. If you want to upward spiral, or you just want to feel better, what if you could do it in 10 seconds? And what if you could do it without getting changed, without having to put different shoes on, without even getting sweaty? And that's the beautiful thing about the kind of exercise that I'm talking about. It's not about putting active wear on and having to buy expensive shoes and go to some expensive place to do some form of expensive exercise. I'm just talking about wherever you are, anywhere in the world, any room in the house, anytime, just do something that gets you puffed. Now, you can do that by jump squatting, you can sprint on the spot, you can do push-ups, you can jump on any form of equipment. Of course, you can punch a bag, run up some stairs, run up and down the hallway, run around the block. Doesn't matter, as long as you get puffed. The beautiful thing is that your heart and lungs don't know what you're doing. It's just if you force your body to work at an intense level, your heart rate goes up. Obviously, your blood pressure goes up, your pumping of nutrition, oxygen, blood, and most importantly, those happy chemicals into your brain, all of that just changes. And it doesn't change. You can get an interesting response or a light response from doing light exercise. So you can feel better if you've been for a walk. You get some sunshine, get some fresh air. But nothing works in your brain. Nothing changes the chemistry inside your body like forcing it to do intense activity. Nothing works the same. So if you want to feel good, and that's just a simple question, because a lot of people complain about feeling crappy, feeling bad, feeling guilty, feeling stressed, feeling anxious, just feeling lethargic, tired, can't be bothered. But if you've ever had this experience where you didn't really feel like exercising, you went and did it and you came back with a stack of energy, or it's probably one of the biggest excuses that people use for not exercising. I don't feel like it. I'm tired. I don't have any energy. Well, the interesting thing about energy is that energy produces more energy. So if you get puffed, you'll actually feel more energetic. And I'm hoping you've had that experience in your life where you did feel tired or lethargic, went and did something or did some short intense activity and you felt better. Well, that's what I'm addicted to, and I'd love the world to be addicted to it, because it doesn't hurt. You're not putting stress through your joints. It doesn't take very long. You don't get sweaty. You don't have to change your clothes. You just do something for 10 seconds, and I call it four puffs an hour. And I'm going to share it again. You can't get addicted to something that you don't do. You can't get the benefits of something that you don't do. If you whinge, moan, and complain about something, but then you don't do anything about it, that kind of doesn't make any sense to me. Especially when the solution, the solution is get puffed and you'll feel better and you'll be pumping more energy through your brain. There's a lot of talk now from the neuroscientists about actually forcing your heart rate up by breathing heavy. Well, the quickest way to breathe heavy is to exercise. So I'm not quite understanding of that either. Why take deep breaths when you exercise, when you get puffed, you're automatically taking deep breaths, which automatically changes your brain chemistry, changes your body chemistry, and forces your, and the really big one, of course, is the dopamine rush. If you do something for your body, you feel rewarded. Your body, if you're gonna sprint, your body produces its own chemicals to do that. So you actually produce epinephrine, adrenaline, to get you going. And then after you've totally puffed and you can't go any harder or any further, you then fill your brain up with dopamine. And then your serotonin levels even out. So you feel relaxed and happy. Happy. The thing that a lot of people think is really weird, but if I ask people, what do you want? What do you want from this? Whatever you're doing, what do you want it to do for you? And most people just share with me, I want to be happy. Well, the physiological response to your intense activity, your intense exercise session, is you'll feel happy. It's not weird. It's not some spiritual, rah-rah, happy motivational seminar. It's just get puffed and you'll pump happy drugs into your brain. But it only works if you do it. So if you want to feel good, get puffed. How does that sound? Woohoo!